Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is, and yes, we are. 7:15, should be a little bit drier and, I don't know about cooler today, but the rain is gone, and you should notice highs in the mid-80s and lower humidity, so it should feel a little bit better. Dr. Corey Hebert joins us now, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, to talk about the meeting of the Vaccine Advisory Committee. How you doing, Dr. Corey? So we'll call him back. Somebody texted me. This is why I was a little bit distracted before. It says, and you got to know, I don't know what I'm looking at here. It says hub.jhu.edu from November 5th of 2019, taking Tylenol during pregnancy associated with elevated risks for autism, ADHD. A Johns Hopkins study analyzing umbilical cord samples found that newborns with the highest exposure to acetaminophen were about 3 times more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD or autism spectrum disorders in childhood. I don't know what I'm looking at here. I don't know if that's from Johns Hopkins or not. Somebody sent me that link and said it's a real study, not politics, and I wanted to look at that so that I could ask Dr. Hebert about it, because we always talk about going online and finding information and what's reliable and what's not. And with that, we welcome in Dr. Hebert. How you doing, Dr. Corey?
Hey, it seems like that miscommunication is all over the world right now, Doc.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So,
I'm not sure.
So somebody texted me this, and I went to it to look at it. It says hub.jhu.edu 2019-1105, acetaminophen pregnancy autism, taking Tylenol during pregnancy associated with elevated risk for autism, ADHD. It quotes a Johns Hopkins study. But again, I don't know what I'm looking at. I don't know what's real, what's not real. But I wanted to look at it because I know you always talk about you can't go to the internet and do your research just because you have internet access. So tell me about this latest thing with Tylenol and pregnancy and what the studies show.
Okay, so this is the hardcore data. We looked at about 46 studies to look at a retrospective analysis of whether these Tylenol usage in a pregnant woman caused an increase in ADHD or autism. And what we found is that, is there a correlation? There have been several studies that showed correlation between those two or three things.
Tell
right?
me what correlation is, Dr. Hebert, for people that don't know.
Okay, so, and I'll give you a perfect example. Every year around August, between July and August, there's a huge increase in shark attacks across the world, right? Mm-hmm. In the summer areas of the world. And at the same time, there's a huge increase in the amount of ice cream that is sold at the same time. So those two things correlate, but that doesn't mean that the shark attacks made the people eat ice cream, or that the ice cream made people eat shark attacks. Made people have shark attacks, all right? So that means that there's a correlation between those two things, but one doesn't cause the other. They just happen simultaneously. And until we can link the fact that ice cream eating causes the shark attack, that means we can't say one causes the other. That's as clear as I can make it.
I'm right? so glad I asked you what correlation means.
Yeah, because it's a really big difference, and people constantly use their own personal opinions or this concept of correlation to think about causation. This is what we did during COVID. I just want to give you a prime example. Someone would come to me and say, Doc, I've done all my research. I'm decided I'm getting the COVID vaccine, but I'm decided I'm getting the Pfizer. Okay, I'll say, well, why'd you get the Pfizer? Because all my friends that got the Pfizer, none of them got sick, so I'm getting it. I said, well, that's funny, because all my friends that got the Pfizer, they all got sick. And then they say, oh, man. I'm like, exactly. correlation does not mean causation. So there are some studies of those 46 that showed a very small correlation, but the same type of correlation exists between ice cream sales and shark attacks. So what you have to look at is how can there be causation? Okay, so there is one study that was done a few years ago that looked at 2.5 million women that were pregnant. Those women had sibling studies, which means that the woman took Tylenol when she was pregnant with one child, and then she did not take Tylenol when she was pregnant with the other child. Same father, but these studies controlled for lots of different things. They control for age. They control for smoking. They control for things that make a study valid so that you can make sure that there's no selection bias, because you can't just say we're going to use a whole bunch of white women or we're going to use a whole bunch of black women. You have to have black women, white women, poor women, rich women. You have to have everybody. And that study, the most concise study that was controlled the most, showed no causation at all. And this is the thing that made me a little bit angry about what happened the other day, is because they came out once again to say that this study, the dean of the School of Public Health at Harvard, that he said that there was a study that shows causation. And he clearly, and I posted this on my website, clearly says it does not cause causation. And he also took $150,000 from different financial entities to testify against Tylenol in the court case. You see what I mean? And I posted those things on my website.
Wait, he said it does not cause. There was no causation.
There was no causation.
So he was misquoted
at all. Again,
he was misquoted then.
Yeah. Well, he was. He didn't quote it. Someone from the federal government
misquoted him.
All right.
Saying that there was causation when there, or at least saying there was correlation or not causation.
Yeah, there's always been a little correlation between some of these entities, but there's never been causation.
All right, let me take it. Go ahead, Doc.
The thing that made me angry about it, though, is that when you looked at this, and I had to post this because the analysis showed that through observational, and I'm quoting right now, observational limitations preclude definitive causation. And that was the conclusion of that study that the federal government documented the other day. And that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The dean of the public health school also took $150,000 to pay to testify against Tylenol.
So what you're saying is he took the money to testify against Tylenol, but even then he still said there was no causation.
Absolutely. Okay. And if you go to Corey Hebert, MD, on Twitter, on Facebook or whatever, and you can see the study that I'm proving that is the fact.
All right, let me take a break. We'll talk about the Vaccine Advisory Committee when we come back. Dr. Corey Hebert, our guest, 7:23, a little bit late. Traffic now, WWL. 7:27, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Dr. Corey Hebert. I got to address this text. Somebody says, so you find one liberal doctor to agree with your opinion, and now we're supposed to trust him and not Trump. First of all, I don't know what makes Dr. Corey a liberal doctor, but I do know this. He's a doctor, and he's not a politician. So I would trust the doctor and the scientific approach as opposed to politicians making medical policy. Along those lines, tell me about the vaccine, what is the committee that met? The Vaccine Advisory Committee?
ACIP. Yeah. The ACIP. Now let me say this. Can I address that comment?
Sure, absolutely.
First of all, I think what the president did actually was not necessarily the worst thing, because in the final analysis, what he said was, go to your doctor and make your decision based on the leadership of your doctor. So he did leave. They didn't take Tylenol off the market. They didn't do anything like that. They just said, you know what? You do what you think is best for your baby, or as a clinician, as a patient. And what one thing I do want to tell people, though, when we talk about this Tylenol and autism thing, I want you to recognize that those studies that I mentioned and all the studies that we've done, they don't show causation. But what we do know as a fact that is unequivocal is that if you are a woman and you have a very high fever during the first trimester of pregnancy, we have a clear causation that your child has an increased risk of autism and ADHD.
See, and that's what I was going to ask you. You got to be taking the Tylenol for some reason, right? So if you're taking it, how do you know it's not the underlying condition that's causing the autism and not the Tylenol, the reason for which you're taking the Tylenol? Okay.
I mean, you just got to think, how many things are going on in a woman's life, in a fetus's life, for all these things to be all in one line for it to prove something like that? It's almost impossible to prove. But the point is that we do know that if you have a fever and you are pregnant in the first trimester, there is an increase. That's why you have to look at the risk-benefit ratio on whether you should take Tylenol. So you say, I have a study that says I know if I have a fever that is going to probably cause autism or ADHD, but I don't have a study that says if I take Tylenol, it's definitely going to cause it. So which one would you do?
And then if you have, Dr. Corey, just to take it one step further before we run out of time, then if you have a high fever as a mother and you decide to get your child vaccinated and autism manifests itself, well, then you can't blame it on the vaccine. You got to go back to where the causation is, right?
That is correct. That's why it's so hard to prove causation in a situation like this with so many confounding variables. And I think that's the biggest problem here, Tony. But the ACIP, what they do is they decide, that's up to the CDC, they decide basically how and when a vaccine is going to be given, and the FDA says whether the vaccine is safe and effective.
So, okay? Real quick, when it comes to causation with autism, what have they found? High fever and what else, Doc?
Really, there's so many things that are correlative, but there's really no one thing that you can say causes this more than genetics and environmental factors. And that's why what you have to do is always make sure that you do the best thing when you're pregnant. Do the best thing. Keep your baby away from so many things that could cause any type of issue with the baby, as well as when the baby comes. Don't feed them horrible food. Don't expose them to horrible toxic chemicals. You know, these are the types of things that we do know. But as far as vaccines, as far as Tylenol, we just don't have that answer yet, and hopefully we do. So that's the path.
It seems like on one side you got 1,000 different variables, then on the other side you got, well, everybody gets a measles vaccine, so let's blame it on the measles vaccine, right?
Exactly.
There's your correlation and not causation.
Yeah, and by the way, I've been a principal investigator on over 100 clinical trials, so I'm not just a regular dude. I'm a dude that does this for a living.
Oh, you're our dude. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Dr. Corey Hebert, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. I don't know why the president chooses to weigh in on this, but he does. Politically, I tell him stay away from it. 7:31, we'll talk about the Fujirawa or something like that effect when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.